here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and friends. I'm so happy you all are joining me today. I will continue my series on traveling with friends. It's part of my partnership with Oprah Magazine and Holland America Cruises because it's all leading up to the girlfriends cruise that I will take with the most famous girlfriends, Gail and Oprah, in January. I'm so excited about it. So today I have a fantastic show that will answer all of your questions about a very, very important part of travel. And that is whether or not you need to have travel insurance. There are lots of questions about it. Should I purchase it? How much of it do I need? What about medical? You know, travel insurance, so many questions that we have. So I can't answer them all, but I know someone who can, and that is Sarah Fouts with Allianz Travel Insurance. And I've asked her to come on the show, and I want her to break it all down because there's so many frequently asked questions out there. And we want to go from top to bottom, get some of those questions answered so that we can make the best decisions as we are starting to prepare for our trips. Now, Sarah is the social media and reputation manager with Allianz Travel Insurance. And Sarah, welcome to the show. I know you're going to bring a lot of great information.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure to be with you and to talk to you about this important topic. So thank you. It's great to be here, and I hope I can answer as many questions as you have.
Well, thank you. I mean, the thanks really goes to you because I think that this is one of the topics of planning for travel that people really can get bogged down in. And sometimes they get so bogged down that they end up not making the best decision about purchasing travel insurance. So why don't we start at the beginning and let's just explain exactly what travel insurance is and how it's different from insurance that we have, like covering our home, insurance covering our personal belongings.
Absolutely. So travel insurance covers kind of two different areas of your investment in travel. So we like to think of it as your financial investment. So it's all the things you've paid for. So it's your airplane tickets, your hotel, your prepaid tours, all of those things. And travel insurance provides some coverage if you need to cancel or if you have a trip that's interrupted and reimburse you for that. And then there's the other side, which is really kind of protecting you or providing you with assistance. So if you get hurt while you're traveling or if you get sick or something happens, your passport is stolen, travel insurance provides the assistance services to kind of help you with that. We want to be your partner so that you can travel with confidence and get out there and explore the world and see so many things with your friends. It's the best way to travel, is with friends. So, you know, and having that confidence that, you know, something may go wrong. And with travel and with many things that have multiple moving parts, things do go wrong. And to know that, you know, if something does, that you either have the financial reimbursement or the assistance services to help you is really wonderful.
It really is, because I think that's, especially certain times of the year, like during the winter time or during hurricane season, those are the times, too, when people, I think, really start to get really concerned about that. But we are talking a little bit about traveling with friends. So Are there group insurance plans that we can buy as a group if we're traveling, say, on a group tour or a family traveling together? What about group insurance? Does that exist?
There are some people that do provide group insurance, and a lot often you'll find with tour operators that they'll provide some sort of group insurance. But if you want to make sure you have the most comprehensive coverage, you probably want to buy it for yourself, and it can cover, depending on the policy you buy, you can get plans that cover you and your traveling companion, so that if you're on the policy and it provides coverage for both of you.
So what would that coverage look like if one person gets sick? Is it still covering the other person? How does that work then when you do buy it to sort of together there?
So if you you put your traveling companion on your policy, let's say one of you gets sick, then the coverage would cover both of you. So I've got to go to the doctors and it would cover that kind of visit. Or if you're really ill and you need to return home, there's additional costs, and it would cover both the cancellation of the rest of your trip, any unused tours, and then it would reimburse you for if you have to book your flight, if there's additional costs in that, it would reimburse you for those costs so that you could both travel home. If you decide to travel on without your travel companion, then your travel companion could then submit their receipts and stuff like that for their trip home, but you would just continue on with your trip and have coverage for your, you know, any additional expenses if you would have a separate claim. So mm-hmm. it's like a lost bag or something like that. Later on in your trip, you would have that, but it would provide coverage for both. But you'd want to make sure that both names are on the policy.
Yeah, I can see that both names on the policy would be really, really important. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm talking with Sarah Fouts, who is with Allianz Travel Insurance, and we are getting all of the answers that you may have about, should I purchase travel insurance, should I not? How important is that? So she's answering those questions for us. Now, we're talking about, you know, that companion person getting insured as well, not just only yourself, but if you're traveling, say, as a couple. Is there any discount then if you're both being covered, or how does that work?
Unfortunately, with insurance, especially for travel insurance, there's no discounting on insurance.
Aww.
But you can buy a policy. I know, it's not fair, is it? and we have people ask that frequently, whether they buy multiple policies or they've got, like you had mentioned earlier, like a group policy. There just isn't any discounts. But when you're looking at the policy, you want to make sure is the amount of coverage for each person. So when you're kind of evaluating the different policies, make sure you have enough of the coverage benefits that you need. So like trip cancellation, making sure that your trip cancellation covers the cost of your prepaid expenses, and so that you both can get reimbursed for those fees if you need to cancel your trip.
Well, you know, that was going to be my next question. Really, how do you go about choosing between the various policies? Because I know when I've looked at it, you know, so many of the different policies look great. But then when I look at the next level up, like, oh, well, that does cover a little bit more. That does cover a little bit
right.
more of what I may need. So I know you said we need to look at the expenses that we're putting forth. But are there any other kind of tips for making a decision on which policy to actually purchase?
Absolutely. So when you want to kind of consider what is your overall investment. So if you're taking a domestic trip, you know, it's a quick getaway with your partner. You may not need to invest in a several hundred dollar policy to provide the coverage that you need. It's a quick trip. It's not a lot of prepaid expenses. So you don't necessarily need that kind of comprehensive policy. But if you are doing something like traveling on a around the world cruise, and it's a huge investment, you're going to be gone for a long time, you want to make sure that you have enough emergency medical coverage and emergency medical transportation coverage, as well as any kind of trip cancellation, that you cover all of the cost of your trip. One thing to keep in mind, if you're doing a very large trip, most of our policies cap out at $150,000. For the cost of the trip. So some places do go above that, but most of our policies kind of cap at $150,000, which is a huge trip, but some people take some really, really nasty trips.
But that's also, well, I know, I want to go on one of those trips. My trip costs $150,000. That is truly luxury right there, Sarah.
Yes, it is. It is. It typically involves a private plane. So.
Yeah, I would say so. Talk about a girlfriend's trip. That is what I need to put on my list right there.
But absolutely.
We're coming down to the end of this segment. I'm going to bring you back on for the next one because I still have so many questions to ask. But, you know, we talk about travel insurance as though it is only cruise and only airline kind of considerations. But road trips also, we need to think about travel insurance, right? Because there
absolutely.
Could be hotels and tourism involved with that as well.
Absolutely. And there's some things to consider. So we were talking to our assistance team, and they were mentioning that, you know, you just when you're traveling outside of the state, typically if you're 150 miles away from home, you're considered on a trip.
Right.
And you may not necessarily know where the doctors are. You may not necessarily know what's available to kind of help you if you need something, especially if you're injured or sick. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it could also be that you're traveling and the hotel you booked is overbooked and they can't really help you find accommodations. And again, our assistance team can help with that. So I think there's, you know, domestic trips and road trips definitely have an opportunity to provide benefits as well.
Now, you guys, I have to take a break right here, but when I come back, I'm bringing Sarah back here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Back in a moment.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better.